100.9 FM, WLUN Pinconning, Bay City, Saginaw, Midland, your home for Great Lakes Loons baseball.
The following is a presentation of ESPN 100.9 FM.
This is Northwood Basketball Weekly. Get the inside scoop on Northwood basketball from men's head coach Lonnie Griffin and women's head coach Autumn Hagedone. Live from Frick Sports Bar on North Saginaw in Midland. Let's go home! Let's go home! Now, let's go inside the pack with your host, Travis McCurdy.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. I'm Curdy, joined by our women's head coach, Autumn Hagedone. Autumn, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
We're here from Frick's. We're here every Monday night for the rest of the basketball season. Kurt, Jeff, thanks for all your support for the show. They've been great supporters of Northwood Athletics over the years, both with their hosting and with Rec coaching us. Coming up after our Coach Hagedone, we will have Lonnie Griffin, and then from the women's team, we'll have Maisie Taylor, and from the men's team, we'll have Ethan Dunn. Coach, one game last week.
Yeah.
And it was a really exciting, fun game. I'm sure it's more fun to watch than probably coach in at those stressful
moments.
I had fun. Yeah, it was a great game Saturday against Hillsdale, and you guys pulled out the win 80-72. Of course, you had fun because you won. if we had lost 80-72, I don't know how much fun you would have had in that scenario. But it was a really good game, really well played game. Hillsdale was the better team early on, early portion of the game. They never really took complete control, but they had a lead for the
first quarter for sure.
They had a lead, even through the first half, they had lead the majority of the time.
Yeah.
Talk about early portions of that game.
Yeah, I think the first quarter was the part where it was just not a great start. We started out in our 2-3 zone, and obviously they did a really good job shooting the ball and picking it apart. They're a tough team to match up in a zone just because they have shooters from so many different areas. They don't have that true back to the basket post player. They're all can play out, so they can go five out and really stretch the zone apart. So we let them get hot early, and then we kind of switched formations and what we were looking to do defensively, and it worked out.
Yeah, I think what you guys have been doing a lot defensively lately is, like, I think a lot, like, you think, I always, like, the first time Jeff Curtis back in the day played zone the whole game, I called him Jim Boeheim. He's playing Syracuse. But what you guys have been doing effectively is you've really been switching on the fly, because Jim Boeheim sits in that 2-3 the whole game.
Yeah.
You guys
are
constantly switching what you're doing defensively, right?
Yeah, we're just trying to keep the other team on their toes and having to adjust to us. So I think that we go in not really knowing. I mean, we know we have a game plan of what we want to do, but sometimes it doesn't always end up the way we thought it was going to go.
Yeah, so they led by 6 after the first quarter. It was 19-13. And then really down the stretch of the second quarter, you guys came back and ended up tying the game. I think that was a big part of the game where it felt like, it's one of those things, you watch a game and how you feel like the game's going or whatever. It felt like Hillsdale was the better team, but you look up and the score's tied at halftime.
Yeah, I was super excited going into the half because I felt like it was an uphill battle that whole first half where we finally got it to at least tie going into halftime just to make some adjustments to our defense and what we wanted to do.
Yeah, and then third quarter was evenly played again. And really, it was a very close game after the early going when Hillsdale had the lead but never took it away. But then down the stretch, there was a big stretch, fourth quarter, a 9-0 run.
Yep.
And what was the difference between when you were behind? What adjustments? You don't have to say specifically, but what sort of things did you do to get?
I think just the one and done mentality, like letting them to only one shot. So we've actually boxed out, got some good rebounds down the stretch. I thought we did a really, really good job with that, especially within the man. It was one on one. You know, you just had to box out your player and then go get the board. And I thought Ava did a really good job rebounding. Even our guards did a good job of crashing, go get rebounds, and just allowing them to take that one shot and have pride and be done with it. And then it transitioned us into some easy baskets in transition. Was good.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about rebounding this year, and I know you love to see that when we out-rebound an opponent.
Every time we cheer about it at the end of the game.
Yes. Well, I mean, part of it, it's a lot of things that lead into that. You know, your best rebounder, not playing this year, Jayla Strickland, it's forced you to play more zone, and you're always going to struggle with rebounding with zone. It's the weakness of the zone.
For sure.
Is that you're going to give up offensive rebounds, but But again, you guys have gotten more comfortable in whatever defense. And you even mentioned, like, we won't specifically into it, but you guys did something defensively you hadn't really worked on much Saturday.
For sure.
And this is obviously didn't say on the air, but you said it to me privately, and it worked.
Yeah.
So your team is kind of figuring out how to adjust on the fly.
For sure. And I think we try to do a really good job of every – me and the coaching staff obviously do a really good job of during practice. We still work on man. We still work on zone. We work on everything. So it's not like it's, hey, we're just going to jump ship on one thing and be done with it. So they're still getting those, you know, concepts of man in practice every day, because obviously you have to be good in man-to-man to be able to play a zone.
We're talking about Autumn Hagedone here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Mackenzie Todd.
Yes.
Missed her first game of her career. She had never missed a game less on Saturday because she had the sickness and all that, and came back with a vengeance in this game. Her best game of the season.
For sure.
28 points, 10 for 17 from the floor, 3 for 5 from 3, 5 for 6 from the foul line. And particularly early on when they were kind of playing well and in control, Kenzie kind of kept you guys in the game because the other players weren't playing well. She was making shots.
Yeah, and she found a way to score. It wasn't necessarily just from behind the three-point line. Like, she got to the rim. She got to the basket. She cut hard away from the ball. Obviously, teams are always going to key on her defensively, so it doesn't come easy. She's got to run off screen. She's got to be a great screener. But I thought she did a really good job of composing and setting herself on all her finishes, especially inside the three-point line.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about this year already, but it's worth mentioning again. Her first year, she shot 240 field goal attempts. 151 of them were threes.
Yep.
So that is an overwhelming majority. And right now, she's under 50% shooting threes for twos. And
that's awesome.
What she's done inside the long-lost mid-range game, she's as good as there is in the league.
And I think she's always had a mid-range shot. It's just she was so well high. I guess her highest percentage shot was behind the three-point line, where now you can argue it's really anywhere on the floor.
Yeah. And even with that, she's still third in school history in threes. And I don't know if she's going to catch Rachel Church, but she's probably going to get Maddie by the end of the year, actually, this year, to be honest.
Okay.
Some other players I really want to mention, Ava D'Amelio.
Yeah.
Ava started the game really slow.
Yes.
Her first couple possessions were not good. Missed four free throws, had a travel, missed a layup. And in the past, that would have been – we are not going to get anything from Ava today.
Mm-hmm.
And after that first few minutes of the game, she was outstanding.
She was. I mean, she ended with a double-double. She did a phenomenal job rebounding, finishing, patience. She had a huge take. Obviously, we talked about it in the fourth quarter towards the end. But just composure in the post. Like, she's just been so much more patient down there, and it's helped her to allow herself to finish. And I thought she kept herself composed. It wasn't like she was, freaking out after the first couple possessions, so it was good to see that.
Yeah, and her finish was...
Yeah.
There were three really big baskets in that game, and that was one of them for sure.
Definitely.
And then the other player I want to mention is our player guest tonight, Maisie Taylor.
Yeah.
Maisie, 0 points in the first half, did not attempt a field goal.
Yep.
And you guys were losing most of the time. Second half, you're the better team.
Yeah.
She scores 9 points, including the biggest basket of the game, the end one with under a minute to go.
Yeah, it was just so amazing to see that. Senior, I mean, she's a senior. She's been around the program. She's been here for 4 years. And you know that Maisie's a phenomenal passer. You know, she's an amazing facilitator. And honestly, defensively, they were sagging off of her. Like, they weren't, they weren't granting her any kind of room to shoot. Like, it was like almost daring her to shoot. And at halftime, I was like, Maisie, like, you got to make them honor you. Like, you're a good shooter. You can get to the rim. Like, you hit one, you shoot one, they're going to have to come out. So I thought she was way more aggressive in the second half and looked to get her own. And she did a lot of things that we worked on in practice with her, with finishing her on the basket. And it was so great to see that happen in the game.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about when she comes on. But, like, she's the most even-keel player of all time. Like, if you win, lose, you usually see the same Maisie all time. But the emotion that came out of her when she finished
amazing.
That layup, it was pretty cool.
It was awesome. It gave me goosebumps.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that was the big basket there because that really kind of put you guys on the path.
Without a doubt.
So, so that was a huge win. It got you guys basically year one. They've got 6-7 record in the GMAC. You're 5-7. So basically you got the same loss column results. And now you got another big game this week.
Yeah.
Starting Thursday.
Two big games. Yeah.
We're taking it one game at a time
on
our radio show. We're going to give it 100%, INT.
Yep.
But Thursday you're playing Cedarville, who's right there with you guys in the standings. And it's a different Cedarville team. They're very young and some inexperienced players, a lot like Northwood in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a tough road trip down there.
Yeah, they put a lot of points on the board. I think they're averaging almost 70 points per game, and they have two girls that are, you'll find this interesting, they both are their leading scorers by 1 point. So, oh, like 276 and 275. So okay. They have two. Gar and Sweeney, I think their names are. Those two are guards, and they're really, really good offensively. And they put a lot of points on the board, so we're going to have to find a way to get stops.
And you and I talked about this earlier today. Their good is very good,
yes.
But they've also had some results that are a little head scratching.
Yeah, them at home will make it, I think, tougher for us. So we're just going to have to go down there and find ways to get those two out of the scoring column.
Yeah. And then you come back. It's a tough travel week because you play at Cedarville about 5 hours away on Thursday. Then you got a 1 o'clock home game on Saturday against Malone. Malone has been, I think they're fourth in the GMAC right now.
Yep.
They've been one of the better, maybe about right where they're expected to be. But they've been, they're a very good team.
Yeah, they have some senior leadership on their team. Another two people that can put a lot of points on the board. Then they have a freshman post player that's really solid down there. So they're another one that's putting, I think, 71 points per game up. So two very strong offensive teams that we're going to see this week. So it's definitely going to test our defense.
I think, looking at your season and how things have gone, you know, like we talked last week, you've had a very, you know, now you're on the regional ranking committee. You know that your schedule has been tough.
It has.
And the teams you played both in conference and out of conference has set up that you're, like, even down to something as simple as you're only playing Finley once in the GMAC, and Finley's in last place in the GMAC.
For sure.
So to be where you are right now, maybe not quite where you thought the record would be, but like, there's still a lot of season left, and a lot of great things can still be accomplished this season.
I mean, we've played the top three teams in the conference twice already, so we're still trying to make our way through. We have a lot of teams that we haven't even seen yet, so I'm definitely excited.
Yeah, and and two of them there this week where you have not played either of these teams, and you play them both. You play both twice coming up, don't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an unusual schedule.
It is.
Yeah, so that's coming, both coming up this week. Last question. The result. We were talking a little bit about the reaction to Maisie's and one.
Yes.
The video is up on GoNorthwood.com. You want to watch the replay? There's a lot of great reactions.
There is.
There's Jayla Strickland hopping up and down the bench. There's Eric.
Seeing her hopping is amazing.
Yes, that's good. That's good. Coming off a knee injury, Eric Santiago doing push-ups outside the crowd. You got the Kenzie Todd hug of Allie Kaiser on the end of the bench.
Yep.
What was your favorite? We reviewed the video today at work. We were working very hard at work today, obviously, reviewing video, the celebration. What was your favorite part of that?
I honestly think Maisie's reaction was my favorite.
I agree.
Yeah.
I can't really argue.
I love
that.
The bench support. I love it all. Yeah. But just to see a reaction like that on Maisie's face was really awesome.
I did a sneaky one to watch next time. Jake Volker, Tiger Woods fist pump. A little bit of like this. So
I jumped into the in one motion.
Yeah,
so
but the thing, you're a little off camera. So you get blocked out, so you can't actually see your reaction.
All
so
right.
It's a little bit of a bummer. But everybody else's were really good. So
perfect.
Coach, great job on the show as always. A couple big games this week. Love to have everybody come out Saturday for the home game against Malone. Thanks for joining us. Good luck this week.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Lonnie Griffin. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Get huge savings with fuel rewards every time you fill up at one of your 26 area Forward Shell convenience stores. Get at least 5 cents off a gallon every single fill up. And earn even more when you make purchases in store. You can regularly save 10, 20, even 30 cents off a gallon, which means less money goes into your tank and more stays into your wallet. Visit fuelrewards.com to sign up and start saving today. That's fuel rewards at your area Forward Shell convenience stores. And remember, when you want to pay less at the pump, go forward.
Matt Smith, Modern Realty, what's more important, negotiating the best deal or finding the perfect home?
You only focus on the market trend while you're trying to buy the home. You live there for the next 10, 15, or 20 years.
Market trend or quality of life?
Jerry, I would argue that it's more important to get the right house than to get the right deal, because long after you found that house, enjoying the time that you spend with your family in that house is what's going to matter to you long term.
Follow Matt Smith on Facebook. Search Matt Smith Outdoors Realtor.
You'll do better at Garber. Hi, folks. Craig Lang here. Our service department is open for business. There's no better place to find knowledgeable ASC-certified technicians than the Service Center of Garber Chevrolet in Midland. We welcome all vehicle makes, models, and ages. Our technicians are well-experienced in what they do. The vast majority of mechanical issues across virtually all makes and models can be served at Garber Chevrolet. We encourage you to visit us for your next service appointment. Corner Saginaw and Eastman, GarberMidland.com.
Chevy. Find new roads.
I'm coming out. Fine. Oh, yeah, Lonnie.
I gotta get it off.
I like it. And we had a U of M football game. That's the other thing we could be doing, too, right now. Welcome back to Northern Basketball
Weekly. I
feel like
I'm in college again.
Exactly. Northern Basketball Weekly, live from Fricks on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest, the men's head coach, Lonnie Griffin. For those of you wondering what the heck we're talking about on the air, Eric back in the studio, Coach Griffin and I, we always look forward to the rejoin music.
Yes, for sure.
When Coach Griffin comes on and the Killers, they're still great, by the way.
No,
for sure.
For sure. For sure.
Coach, couple games last week. You played Finley on Thursday. I just talked to Autumn about how Saturday was a really close, hard-fought game, and it was really fun because they pulled out the win.
Right.
And I said, well, if you'd have lost by that same margin, it wouldn't be so fun. You guys lost by two. Really fun game to be a part of, minus the fact that we just lost a tough game.
Close game. For sure. No, but what I loved about it is it showed an improvement on our guys. I mean, our guys have continued to fight all year. And, I mean, we had a chance to tie it and go into overtime. I had a great look.
Yeah, really well executed last shot, too.
Yeah, and we just, it just didn't go down, but you know, we had a great look to go into overtime. It just didn't go down. But, you know, to be in that position and keep fighting. And, you know, we've had some close games at home with Finley and Kentucky Wesleyan, you know, that were two-point games.
Yep.
And you know, they just haven't come in our way.
It's funny. I was thinking about this during – unfortunately, I thought about it right at the moment. The week before you played at Trevecca, literally 7 days before, you played at Trevecca, and – you were way behind, came back, and hit a buzzer beater right at the end of the half that I thought was a huge shot that gave you the momentum going in the second half. And it was the exact opposite on Thursday night.
Yep.
You had a 12-point lead, last touch of the first half. Finley goes down, hits a three, and it felt like we should have been up by like 12 or 15. And
then we should have been up by 12, yes.
And then even without that, then they hit that three at the buzzer to make it nine, and that was a really big shot.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, we talked about that at halftime because we had mentioned that in the post game of Trevecca and Kentucky Wesleyan that during the week of how important, you know, each possession is. So to have that happen to us, we mentioned it, and we didn't dwell on it, but it was something that we definitely mentioned. And I mean, you can look at it. It was a three, and I think that took us from 12 to 9, and we lost by two. But you know, we had a young man, Christian Nunn, who had a couple of free throws towards the end that could have tied it up. But you know, we talked to our guys a ton about it wasn't those two free throws, because I think people tend to look at those kind of things and say, you know, though that's where it was, and that's not where it was. I mean, there was a lot of things over the course of that game that, you know, and that mentioning that play right there that could have turned the tide one way or another. And so we're learning, and we competed that game, and you know, it's a growth process for sure.
Yeah, and looking at that, I what I really liked about that game was, so they hit that three, and then they come out, all the momentum in the second half, they scored 20 of the first 24 points in the second half, and then all of a sudden that 12-point lead is gone, and you're down by, I think, nine or near double digits. But then you guys fought back. I think it's fair to say early in the year, that's a game we could have lost by 30 points.
Oh, 100%.
But that game, 100%. We fought back and went from that situation where we had the lead, lost it. Oh, great. Finley. They're going to. And then you guys fought back and had a chance down the stretch. I thought that was the biggest growth thing I took from that game.
Oh, for sure. And you know, it's, you need to learn how to win before you can win. And when you don't have a lot of opportunities to win, it can be, you know, where do you find those opportunities? But I you know, we found an opportunity there to battle back and be in that game. And that can only, I think, move forward for us, you know, as this season goes on. So it was definitely a growth moment there for us. And I was very proud of our guys. And like you said, they could have easily reverted back to, I think, earlier in the year. But that has shown some growth on their part for sure.
Two of your main guys really, really played well in that game. Actually, three of your guys, I say two in particular, very efficient. Anthony Sanders, Savon Weichel.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders was 5 for 6 on the floor for 14 points. Savon was 8 for 14. Both of them have been, they're up and downs in terms mm-hmm. of scoring, but both were very efficient in that game.
Yeah, and I think for us, it's always been shot selection. And we were able to move the defense and get good looks, and particularly early, if you get those good looks and knock them down, it builds on to your game for later on. So it was definitely, I think, a situation where those guys got early looks and good looks, and it really built from there. And so, once again, something we've been really, really on them about is, you know, move that ball. Don't let it stick. Get it to the first, to the second, hopefully to the third side, and we're going to get good looks, and we did that. So,
we're talking with Lonnie Griffin here from Fricks on Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. I think one thing the others stood out this week is we'll talk about the Hillsdale game a little bit coming up, too.
Do we have to?
Well, I should mention Xavier Bargesser was really good in that game, too.
Yeah.
He also was above 50%.
So yes.
There were three guys. I mentioned there were three guys that played really well.
Mm-hmm.
Both games, I think you guys are seeing your guys get more comfortable in terms of their roles and their shot selection. Because mm-hmm. this is your shooting has been your Achilles heel this whole season.
Right.
And for the week, you guys shot basically 50% for two games, and we haven't seen much of that this year. You shot 50%, you shot 47.7 against Finley, and then 50% against Hillsdale. And to see those shots go in, it's a bit, again, that's all part of the process. And to see the offense, everybody's comfortable in their role,
yes,
making shots.
Yes.
It's going to just lead to bigger and better things.
Yeah, and that's a credit to these young men, because, you know, we can talk about the number of injuries we've had and the number of different lineups we've had and the number of different rotations we've had. So for guys to, you know, I think, like I continue to say, buy into moving the ball and trusting each other to, you know, get each other open shots and good looks, it's kind of built on what we've, you know, been talking about all year. So I give these guys a ton of credit through some tough situations that they've grown and it's shown on the floor. And I think that's been important for them and our psyche.
So our brief recap of the Hillsdale game on Saturday, that was the first half. It's an 8-point game at halftime. And
yep.
we talk about building and learning
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
young team and new guys. And you played the polar opposite.
Mm-hmm.
As you called, mm-hmm. you've said, I thought, and it's perfect. It's the system.
Yes.
The Hillsdale system with
yes.
veterans that all know how to play with
yep.
that balanced lineup. And they came out hot in the second half. We said they used it like a shark in the water. They sense mm-hmm. blood in the water.
Yeah.
And suddenly what is a competitive game gets out of hand real quick.
100%. And, you know, if you look at the score, it's a lot to a little. But, you know, we were very competitive, I'd say, for, you know, probably 25 minutes of that game, maybe a little bit longer. But it's another thing, you know, you got to learn how to win. And they're the first team. They're the number one team in the league and, you know, one of the top teams in the region. And they've got a lot of experience. And their discipline is really, really big. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, we took that punch and we just couldn't recover, because it wasn't where we could, you know, maybe recover a little bit, come down. We missed maybe a shot there, and then it turns into a big shot for them. And so it just, there was kind of too many of those big shots for them that kind of think just wore us down. So
yeah, it spiraled. That's kind of the miss, make, yes. miss, make, miss, make.
Yes.
And suddenly, what's an 8-point lead turns to 16.
Correct.
With 8 points in like a 45-second span.
Correct.
So.
Correct. And you only have so many timeouts. So.
That's true. They haven't changed those rules yet.
Yeah.
This week, a challenging week for you guys, because you got, I just mentioned with Autumn, you guys play at Cedarville on Thursday, mm-hmm. then home to Malone on mm-hmm. Saturday. Cedarville is a team that really, I seen their name on the NCAA leaders for three-pointers all year. Mm-hmm. They are a very perimeter-oriented team. Mm-hmm. They're looking to shoot three-point shots.
For sure, but, you know, I would say that's something that's, if you talk about what's been some strength for us through the season, and our three-point percentage D has been one of the top, you know, I'd say in the league.
Top of the country, honestly.
And so, you know, hopefully, you know, they say style makes fights. So it's, you know, our ability to guard the three and their ability to shoot the three, it's going to be tested on both ways. And so I'm looking forward to our guys continuing to grow. It's definitely a winnable game going down there on the road. We don't have too many more road games. I think we just have two, to be quite honest with you.
It's wild how all of a sudden I looked up like, oh my gosh, the schedule is winding down.
Yes. And it's been as crazy as it's been very quick. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting game for us. Like I said, I think the key is going to be how we guard the three and how they shoot the three. So,
and then Saturday, come back home, got that quick turnaround Thursday on the road, Saturday at home against Malone. And Malone has been one of the top teams for most of the year in the GMAC. They've been struggling a little bit lately. Their record doesn't quite their record was really good earlier in the year, and then they kind of fallen back a little bit.
No, and you know, he's done a great job. Casey's done a great job, because I think a lot of people thought that they would take a step back because of the number of people they lost, and he's done a great job of adding in a couple pieces, but really taking those guys who maybe were in a lesser role last year and elevating that role this year. So he's done a really good job. They're really well coached. You know, they're really, once again, and we talk about this a lot in this league, they got a good system where they have disciplined players, and those guys know who they are and what they're about. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. It's going to be a home game for us, which I think we've obviously played better at home consistently than we have on the road. So that it'll be a good thing for us. And you know what? I think we can win any game we play for the rest of the year. And yep. And that's something that our growth has to continue to show. But our growth, I've been so proud of how much these guys have grown and competed and continued to compete through, you know, not so much what's going on with our record, but from the injury standpoint of, you know, who's that guy that's going to be the next guy to fill a role. So
our last question, our last guest tonight is Ethan Dunn. Mm-hmm. And I've seen talk about growth. The growth of him as a player, and like I was watching the end of practice today, and I think he scored like four consecutive possessions or something, where he just gets the ball and goes scores, and that's like the he's just and we actually mentioned during the interview as a post player, he's it just the development is a little different for a post player versus a guard, and you're seeing the growth, but it's going to take some time, but he's showing flashes right now
for sure, and I've been so proud of him because when he came in. He's done a great job of knowing what we need to do and being, you know, being very disciplined on what we want to do and having a great idea of it. But now you've seen kind of some of that basketball come into view for him and a comfort level, particularly on the offensive end, where you can throw it down there and he's not going to just pass it out or try to throw it and go screen for somebody. And I've talked to Ethan about that a ton of, hey, you know, you've got to be a threat too. So I've just been very proud of his growth from an offensive perspective. Needs to continue to grow defensively. That's something he's going to continue to work on. I have no doubt about that. But offensively, he's definitely a guy. I mean, he made a catch against Hillsdale that, you know, I think some good receivers in the NFL would be proud of. You know, he stuck his big paw up there and pulled it down and was able to finish. So he's kind of been one of those guys who has been with the when you say the program, he's just new to our program, but he's bought into what we're trying to do, and he's stayed the course, and he's seeing some success.
Coach, great job as always. The Killers are proud of you. So,
yes,
you are Mr. Brightside. We'll take a break. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back with Maisie Taylor. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly live on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Make a resolution to get organized with Ace Hardware and Sports in downtown Midland, a place for everything and everything in its place. With 27 or 12-gallon heavy-duty storage totes, this month's Red Hot Buy. Stash holiday trimmings with Sterilite stackable latch storage boxes in several sizes. Take your storage vertical with 6-foot resin shelving units. The rest fits nicely in Ace brand trash bags or 32-gallon Rubbermaid trash cans. An Ace Rewards exclusive. Ace Hardware and Sports in downtown Midland, the helpful place.
This is Jim Mahoney with Link Technologies. Email-borne threats have evolved, becoming increasingly difficult for technology to detect and mitigate. Link Technologies can offer real-time protection against targeted attacks like cyber fraud and impersonation, account takeover, and business email compromise by utilizing AI to predict and prevent future attacks. Give your business real-time defense and remediation.
Learn more at linkedtech.com. Linked Technologies, your technology link.
Isabella Bank has locations across mid-Michigan to service all your banking needs, but our most convenient location is online. Bank anywhere, anytime with our enhanced online banking services to access your accounts from the comfort of your couch, at your favorite store, or on vacation. View account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and your friend. Even take a picture of your check and deposit it with a tap of a finger. Isabella Bank. Bank local. Bank anywhere. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest should be very familiar to all of our friends here at Midland. She was a great high school player at Midland Dow, and she's a great player at Northwood. It's Maisie Taylor. Hi, Maisie.
Hi.
How's life?
Life is good. Coming off a win.
It is. It was a great game on Saturday. We mentioned... I said to your head coach, Autumn, that that was a really fun game in general. It became really, really fun when you got the W, but it was just a fun game to be a – I mean, how was it to be a part of that game?
It was a lot of fun, a lot of shot-making down the end, too, from both teams. We got out to a lead, but Hillsdale wasn't going away, so it was very, very exciting to be a part of.
And I always and I know this is something you get talked to about, like, with Autumn and everybody, but, like – you've been a point guard your entire life. The Taylor sisters were set up that you're going to pass it to your sister when you're growing up. Now, obviously, you're a big scoring threat, too. But, like, trying to figure out that balance between I'm a scorer and I'm a point guard is something that I know it's not the easiest thing to figure out at times.
Yeah, it's been an adjustment this year, for sure, especially with some injuries that have happened. So just finding that balance between distributing and when to go up myself and score has been interesting, but it's been fun at the same time.
Yeah, because you had actually no field goal attempts in the first half, but the second half, you were a huge part of that comeback. You were behind early, but really it was a close game throughout. But so the play we really had to talk about was the and one at the end of the game, under minutes ago, that really was the kind of the nail in the coffin that really like closed the game out. Let's just walk us through that play from your perspective to start.
Okay, I think there was like a little bit under a minute left when we got the ball back, so I knew we probably wanted to hold it for end of the shot clock, so I think we passed a few times, and then I got the ball back near like half court and dribbled it out, and we did just went to four low and crossed over to my left hand, and I saw the girl on the block wasn't even facing me, and then I just went into the contact, I guess, and then I saw it go in, and then I heard the foul call, which was, it was exciting.
It was exciting. It was very exciting. That was with 35 seconds left in a three-point game, so that took it from 3-6, which is really why I was looking. And we've always talked over the years that you're the most even-keel person I know, and make fun of you for it, but, like, tease you about it, but, like, it's just kind of like, But, like, you showed, as I'm sure your teammates have told you, that was as much emotion as I've seen out of you after that basket. What was it, just the game and knowing how big that shot was, or what was it that made that shot so much bigger in your mind?
Yeah, I think it was the game. The importance of the game, the crowd was awesome all night, and then just like my teammates celebrating me too, it was a really cool moment, and I let myself celebrate it a little bit, which was fun.
Yeah, it was really funny. And Eric Santiago's push-ups were pretty fun,
too. Oh, yeah.
It's really funny. So we're talking here with Maisie Taylor here on Northwood Basketball Weekly on Northwood on ESPN 100.9 FM. It's a basketball family. This is well known for a lot of people. Your dad coached here at Northwood for a long time at Oakland Women. Your mom played basketball at Oakland. Your sister played here at basketball. Your brother's having a great season. The words Mr. Basketball are getting floated around mm-hmm. about him. So basketball's been a huge part of your life, basically, probably your entire life.
Yeah.
I want to talk about RJ. What do you liked about his game?
I love watching RJ play. He's also a point guard, so it's really fun to see him. Like, once he gets going, he can score it himself, and he can shoot and drive, but he also finds his teammates really well, and he's been known for having some really cool, like, alley-oops and lobs, which are always super exciting, yeah. So just love, and even, like, his just defense. He likes to get steals. He likes to run and play, so he's a very exciting player to watch.
I don't want to take anything away from his alley-oops because he's the best alley-oop thrower I've ever seen in high school. He's also had some really good guys to throw alley-oops.
Oh, yeah.
if he had me on his team, he's not throwing me alley-oops if we were in high school. But, yeah, especially Ty Boyd right now is having a really
– yes.
He's a really, really good player. I mentioned to you earlier today that I've had some for those of you who don't know, we have a lot of – the women's basketball team works for me on the side. You've been working with me. You do an awesome job, and I know I've told you that before, but you really – have done some great things. But you've had Adele Kemp, McKenna Walker, Ava Demilio have all been on the show this year. And I've asked all four of you now the same question. Are you the best student worker in the sports information office at Northwood University?
I don't know. I got to give it a tie.
See, I will tell you that McKenna said absolutely.
Okay.
Of course, she said she was the best. And then... Ava said she was up there. Ava said she was the best too because of her working with Luke. But I said
that's fair.
What I said is that you lose points because that's not working with me. That's working with Luke.
That's true.
Yes. So what I said was, I'm going to tell you all to your face that you are the best worker, and then tell everyone the same thing.
I appreciate it.
But seriously, you've been awesome. You might be the best one. Don't tell those other guys.
You're the best boss.
That's what I'm talking about. Massage my ego when I need it. Maisie, you got one more year after this. You come back for grad school. So you got a little bit of time, but what's your major? What do you hope to do when you're done playing basketball?
My major is in operations and supply chain management. I'm not totally sure which way I want to go with it, but, yeah, I'm getting my master's in business administration, so hopefully that opens up some doors. Hoping to get maybe a little bit of experience this summer, help me figure that out, but yeah.
Yeah, and you still got another year and a half to figure that out. I did just receive a text message. This is from Ellie Taylor.
Okay.
And I forgot to mention someone with the celebration, and that would be BT.
Oh, yeah.
BT had a really solid fist pump that
he did
in that basket, and I can't – that's on me. I'm going to wear that one that's on me. So, BT, great job, and thanks for listening to the show too, by the way. So, Maisie, keep up the great work. I've always loved watching you play, and I always love hanging out with you because you're a good person, and I enjoy having you in the office. So,
thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, and good luck this week, a couple big games.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Ethan Dunn. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly live on ESPN 100.9 FM.
This is Brad and Balin Blazy from Blazy Electric.
Your home is where you keep most of your important stuff and where most of your important people spend most of their time.
Doesn't it make sense to invest in your home security?
Installing or replacing smoke detectors.
Whole house surge protection.
Ring doorbell installation.
GFCI protected outlets.
Blazy Electric can help you keep your home protected and your family safe.
Visit blazyelectric.com or visit us on Facebook for qualified, courteous home electrical service.
Blazy Electric professional team. Professional service.
Ted's Home and Lawn in Midland reminds you now is the time to test your snowblower to make certain it's ready for old man winter. If it's not up to snuff, Ted's certified service team can have your snowblower ready to go for the fast approaching cold months. Any make, any model. If it's time to replace, Ted's has Aaron's snowblowers in stock. Ted's also has zero turn Cub Cadet tractors in stock. Ted's Home and Lawn, Midland's Cub Cadet dealer. Ted's Home and Lawn, Poseyville Road, just 1.5 miles south of Dow Diamond.
segment of Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. The show tonight is sponsored by the Polecat Golf Course in Mount Pleasant. It is a championship-style course played around the scenic 100-foot-wide Chippewa River. The course was designed by former PGA Pro and Mount Pleasant native Dan Pohl. In addition to great golf, the Polecat is your perfect spot for your upcoming wedding or corporate event with seating up to 300 guests. For more information, please visit polecat.net. Our next guest on tonight's show is freshman year, a native of Lansing, East Lansing High School. Ethan Dunn, how are you, sir?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. Now we were just talking about this. You have two freshmen on the team, Ethan Dunn and Christian Dunn, which are very similar.
Other way around.
Oh, see, and I just talked about this. So it is, yeah, because you are Ethan Dunn. Jeez Louise, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, but the funny thing is, you just told me your brother.
Yeah, is actually Christian Dunn.
Christian Dunn. There's Ethan Dunn and Christian Dunn on the team this year. And yeah, something we've all been struggling with a little bit, obviously, in my case, too. So you're in your freshman year. You're three quarters of the way through your freshman year. How's your first season of college basketball treating you so far?
Great, yeah. I mean, from a development perspective, I think I've gotten a lot better. Of course, you know, I spent a year prep school, so I got a little accustomed to kind of the college lifestyle more than most freshmen, but say I'm really enjoying it.
And I think, like, watching your progression from the start of the year till now, it's definitely been a growth. I mean, it's hard. Any freshman, it's hard. But particularly for posts, I think the learning curve seems to be a lot bigger than even for guards, because obviously you're 6'10", you're a 5 on the team. Mm-hmm. Talk about how you feel. Like, what have been the biggest areas of improvement for you this year?
I think the biggest areas of improvement for me is just learning the physicality of the game, because, you know, coming from the high school level, you know, you don't come across guys that are your height all that often, and definitely not as big as you are. So just coming to college and seeing other guys that are a similar height and often stronger and more seasoned veterans, you know, most bigs that I end up playing against on other teams are juniors and seniors, just getting to go against them and really develop on the court.
I know you're from East Lansing, but you went to prep school for a year. I didn't realize that. Where'd you go to prep school?
Elevation Prep in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay. And what did you think that year of extra year did for your game personally?
It was a personal decision for me because it helped my recruiting process. Because with COVID going on, we didn't know how the high school season was going to turn out, because the previous season we ended up starting really late and playing fewer games. So just want to make sure I got, you know, a good senior year out of basketball.
I like the interesting for particular players like yourself that grew to be 6'10". Are your parents both tall as well?
My dad's 6'2", but he's the shortest person on his side of the family. His brothers are 6'6", and 6'4", 6'5", so they're all up there. And then my mom is actually 6', so she's on the taller side.
Right.
And then my great-great-grandpa was actually 7'. He had three brothers that were all 6'8".
I
think that's where I get my height from.
Okay, so the real question is, how old were you when you passed your dad in height then?
I think it was probably about 6th grade, I think.
You're not one of those kids that was like 6'1 and then grew to 6'8 or anything like that. You were like a steady growth throughout.
Steady, probably about 3-4 inches every year.
Okay, so that means basically you were playing post throughout.
Yes, my entire basketball career,
So the first time you caught a ball, they showed you where the block was. They were not showing you where the three-point line was. And how do you think that is? Now, basketball's changed a lot, but still are more an inside presence than an outside perimeter player. So you've always kind of played on the block, I'm assuming, your whole life.
Correct, yeah. The game has definitely evolved more to guard play. You know, that's something I want to add to my game going forward in my college career, is being able to work from the outside. I think that's another thing I haven't really been able to show on the court all that much. I worked out a lot at the prep school, was being able to work on my outside shooting, not so much my dribbling, but that's definitely something I want to add going on.
Yeah, I think Dirk Nowitzki was really the one that kind of changed the whole course of basketball. Larry Bird was a bigger player that could shoot too, but Dirk was 7' and shot threes.
Right.
We're talking with Ethan here on Northwood Basketball Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Let's talk about the team now. I think, unfortunately, it doesn't quite reflect in the record, but I just feel you guys have certainly gotten better and better
The
team as the year has gone on. Where do you think you guys have had your biggest growth as a team as the year's gone on?
I think just learning how to play together. I think that's where, you know, because we're a brand new team, Didi being our only returning player, having I think it was like 6 or 7 freshmen on the team, and then quite a few transfers, I think 5. So it's just learning how to play together and getting to know each other and how we all work on the court together. I think that's been our main area of improvement.
and it's I've like seen you like just. I came out the end of practice, get set up, and I saw you play because I think you scored 3 straight baskets at one point.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, but who's counting?
Right.
I know it's kind of hard, though, because, like, it's the days of just, like, all right, let's throw it to the post player and let him go score. Mm-hmm. Those days, that's, again, the evolution of basketball. That doesn't really happen a lot. Nor you get most of your points from just drive and dish or offensive rebounds and stuff. So I guess the question would be, like, is that a mentality you have to go in going, like, I have to be patient with my offense because I have to let it come to me?
Yeah, I mean, that's been most of my career. You know, I try and, you know, when I get the opportunity to get on the block, I'll try and do a move. But, you know, mainly all my scoring comes from just cleaning up or good driving kicks, like you said, or screen rolls and just dish it off. So, yeah, I've learned to adjust.
What areas, obviously, you got still got a few weeks left here, still some things to play for, trying to get in the tournament. All those things are still on the table, but... coming up to this, looking forward to this offseason, what are the things you're really going to work on for next year?
I think my three-point, I think being able to shoot from the outside, because I know just from watching film and whatnot, guys like to sag off me a lot. So I think getting a three-point shot and nailing that down and then maybe working on some ball handling skills so I can go into the next season with those.
Well, I always end every interview the same way, except this is a little tricky for the newcomers. When you're done with basketball, what's your major, and what do you want to do when you're done with basketball?
My major is operations supply chain management. You know, I was really interested in that because my dad actually had that same major from MSU. So that's where I initially got my interest from it. And, you know, he works at the state right now in purchasing for Health and Human Services. So I think I'm going to end up somewhere around there. So maybe in the automotive industry, that's where he ended up starting out. So.
Well, I was going to actually, you mentioned that, but you are from East Lansing. I was wondering if there was a Michigan State connection there. Mm-hmm. And there is. Did both your parents go to Michigan State?
My dad went to Michigan State. My mom went to LCC, Lansing okay. Community College, and then ended up graduating from Oakland.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, Ethan Dunn.
Correct.
Let's go. No, and sorry, Christian, but Ethan Dunn. That's the thing of it. I mean, God, I even joked about it beforehand. I've been doing this all year, and I still did it on the air, too. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. It just shows that this is not rehearsed.
Right.
So, Ethan, thanks for joining us. Good luck this week. A couple of big games this week, and we'll see you on the court this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's going to do it for tonight's show. I'd like to thank all of our guests, Autumn Hagedorn, Lonnie Griffin, Maisie Taylor, and Ethan Dunn for joining us on tonight's show. Thursday, both teams are on the road at Cedarville. All the links to follow and watch the game live for free online are at GoNorthwood.com. And then Saturday, we return home for a doubleheader. Malone, first time that either team has played Malone this year. They got 2 games against them in the last few weeks of the year, but this is the first meeting between the teams. 1:00 for the women, 3:00 for the men at Reitman Arena. Love to have you guys come out and join us for those games. That's going to do it for tonight's show. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.